Recording has begun. Broadcasting live.
Is that Lowrider? Are we live yet?
Should be.
All right.
That's yep. War.
Garrett's gonna do. This is. I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He's singing. He just said Lowrider and started doing the music to it. I'm ready for the lyrics. He's gonna give us some Lowrider lyrics.
Oh, the lyrics?
Yeah.
Oh, low ride duh. Get a little lower.
That's it. That's yeah. Right.
That's the opening low of the song. Low ride duh drives a little slower. Huh?
Yeah. Nice. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep. All right, cool.
I got a new neighbor.
Street cred.
I got a new neighbor. Trip. Shut up.
Take a little
trip. No, I want to know the rest of it.
Take a little trip with me. Take a little trip. Take a little trip. Take a little trip and see. Your neighbor.
Theme song.
Low rider drives a little slower. Low rider is a real goer.
And we're back. Hi.
Welcome.
Everybody.
Hey, everybody at home. This is a somber week. It's an upsetting week. And, you know, it's great to be here with everybody watching and to try to, you know, get through this together. Mm. After 2 long years of laughs, tears, difficult moments, today is the end of an era.
God.
Tonight we bring everyone here at home the very last Joker update. As everybody knows, the movie is out. Suicide Squad is out in theaters.
Yeah.
It's now released onto the public. Everybody has it.
Everyone has it.
Everybody has seen it.
Everyone's contracted it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's the end of the journey. And so what I thought maybe we could do is we put together an introspective.
Oh, my God.
The Joker and his legacy and how it's been the past couple of years, just to kind of look back and appreciate. Go ahead.
Cheer up, Charlie. Give me a smile.
The news headline broke earlier this week.
Yeah.
Jared Leto did shut down a heckler at a concert with his Joker voice.
Shut the fuck up.
She gave some really horrific gifts. Came in with a dead pig and plopped it on the table.
Shut the fuck up!
When the world gets heavy, never pitter-patter. Cheer up, Charlie. Just be glad you're you.
Wow. That was nice.
Yeah. That's heavy.
That was heavy. I can't believe it's been 2 years already. Where'd the time go?
Two?
Probably.
Beginning of 2015.
Oh my.
Was when the Joker updates.
So it's been over a year and a half of Joker updates. So we've been sick of this fucking movie for over a year and a half.
Yeah.
And wow. That's nice. I heard he was only on screen for 7 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, that's what it said at the end.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Oh,
Can we play it one more time and watch? Can we watch it?
Hey,
on
yeah, fuck yeah!
Cheer up, Charlie. Give me a smile.
The news headline broke earlier this week.
Yeah.
Jared Leto did shut down a heckler at a concert you know with his Joker voice.
Shut the fuck up. Once and for all, before I fucking kill you.
She gave some really horrific gifts. Came in with a dead pig and plopped it on the table.
Shut the fuck up!
When the world gets heavy, never pitter-patter. Cheer up, Charlie. Just be glad you're you.
It was really nice.
There you go.
So Rafa, that was really well done.
It feels sad that to be at the end of all this. It felt like it would never end.
It's a journey.
And
it did feel endless.
It felt like it was just part of my life. And, you know, it broke my heart.
It was part of our lives.
It breaks my heart that I can't hear about that 7 minutes of footage ever.
You know, wait, we got DVD and Blu-ray release around the corner now.
Well, you think there's extended cuts. You think there's going to be behind extended cuts footage on Blu-ray that's going to make it make sense and be good?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Not only that, he'll reprise his role in another film.
You think so? My.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
They're building a DC universe.
Yeah.
So he has to, we will see him again.
Oh, thank God.
But now we heard he was in this movie for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And we heard about it for 2 years. So if he's the main villain they do the Justice League or they do whatever, how long will we hear about it? Like, we might start hearing about it now if it comes out in what, 2035? Like when, I mean, I don't even know.
Just, if you add up all of our Joker updates and our reaction to that, that's got to be at least an hour.
Yeah.
That's so much longer than he was even in the fucking movie. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's insane. So, anyway, are we going to try, we should try to see it this week.
Okay.
I
think we owe it to everyone to try to see this fucking
Operation Bad Mom still in effect.
Yeah, that hasn't stopped.
Operation Kunis.
That operation has not ended.
We're going to give a shout out and say how fucking proud I am of you guys. Because Operation Kunis / Operation Bad Moms, I think, went off without a hitch.
If you don't know what it is, we're going to buy tickets to Bad Moms, and we're going to sneak into Suicide Squad. And we encourage everybody to join us. Because Mila Kunis deserves a hit movie.
Yeah.
She hasn't been polluting your social media with all the pranks
she's
been playing on her castmates.
She deserves it.
She's just acting hard and trying to be funny.
And
so
a lot of people took to the call. And I said, just take a picture of her ticket stub. And Derek said, no, in the theater. And a lot of you guys waited for one of the 7 minutes when Leto was on.
Yeah, they got
the
Leto.
And they took a picture of the with the flash on.
Yeah.
With their Bad Mom's ticket. That, well done.
That's
really done.
Crazy. Like, such great cinematography.
Oh, yeah.
That in the foreground and the Leto in the background.
Yeah, well Flash had to be on for that photo.
Oh, it did.
Oh, man.
So yeah, the theater loved those people.
That's fucked.
All right. Well, Operation Kunis, you know, we'll do what we have to do.
We did like a really long 20-minute skit at the beginning of this podcast. we got a lot to cover, right?
Yeah.
Big announcements. So
that'll all be cut out.
Of course it will. Joking? Let's barrel through some of this just to make up for lost time.
Yeah.
Let's just hit some big announcements.
Hey, I just want to say just really fast about the movie weekend, like we were saying, Bad Mom.
Suicide
Squad. I wanted to just read something really fast because another movie that came out this weekend was Nine Lives.
Kevin Spacey cat movie?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Becomes a cat. Came out and didn't do so well this weekend. Yeah, unfortunately. I'm going to read this paragraph. This is from the box office report that came out.
Okay.
And someone tweeted this earlier. I saw this on Twitter. It really caught my eye. David Chen, I think he's a journalist, posted this. And he said that every sentence gets sadder. So here's the box office report.
Wow.
This weekend's other new release, Europa Corps' Nine Lives, died a quick death. The story of a ruthless executive, Kevin Spacey, who gets transformed into a cat, coughed up $6.5 million total and managed to score even worse reviews than Suicide Squad.
Ooh.
Spacey barely promoted the movie, which was the brainchild of former Europa Corp CEO Christoph Lambert, who originally envisioned the project as a comedy for adults before repositioning it as a family film.
Ah.
Ousted from the company last February, Lambert died of lung cancer in May.
Oh, fuck.
He was 51 years old. Nine lives cost over $30 million.
That's anyway, we got on from sadder.
Movies. I just want to make sure everyone knew how all the movies were doing.
It got sadder and sadder.
You know, it's a bad review when it talks about the producer dying of cancer at the end.
Wow. When you know that someone won't survive the review. That's, yeah. Anyway.
Like, they're like, man, we're trashing this movie. Maybe we should put like a sad human element to it.
Yeah, humanize it.
Yikes. Bring in death. Yeah. Horrible death. Hey, we mentioned earlier we put panels on our podcast channel.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of a tongue twister. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, in case people haven't seen, starting from now on our Mega 64 podcast YouTube channel, we will be putting our archive of convention panels, game days panels, things like that, are all coming to that second channel that we have. There are a lot of people who don't know that we own that channel. Mm. Like Royce is putting highlights on it all the time, and there's all kinds of things on there. But people a lot of times assume maybe it's just his thing or whatever. But that's kind of our secondary YouTube channel. And now panels will be going there. We already put a couple. What did we put up? We put the Game Grumps panel from Game Days 2014
14.
Comic-Con, this year's Comic-Con panel is up on that channel. Yeah. It's already there.
Nice.
I think our Game Days panel from this last year is going up any minute now.
Cool.
So, there's all kinds of stuff going up on that channel. So, if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to Mega 64 Podcast on YouTube. Our main channel is good. But it sounded like I was going to word it like the second one was better, but that's not the case.
Second one's worse.
Second one is worse, but way you should worse. Still subscribe to it. If you're a hardcore fan, you want to see all the extra stuff.
If you want to see all the hardcore stuff.
Exactly.
Hardcore is a pornography term. I'm surprised it's still so widely used in conversation.
Yes. I remember thinking that when they put out a new version of Dead or Alive 2, and it was Dead or Alive 2 Hardcore. And I was like...
What are you going to see there?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to...
Full genitals.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
Yeah,
bummer.
Anything else you want to mention about our YouTube?
Yeah, no. Just subscribe to that if you haven't. And we're going to keep putting... You know, we have all these panels archived, but it just didn't... You know, it kind of sucks to dump all those on the main channel. Because people on there, they just want to see our new video. Or, you know what I mean? Or this. But... Yeah, so having it on the second channel, now we can dump tons of them on there. Because there's stuff people haven't seen in years. There's like SGC panels and like RTX. Somebody asked about RTX stuff. That'll all be on there. So yeah, nice. It's going to be pretty cool. Hours and hours and hours of stuff that we've never put up will be on that channel. So check that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sweet. You guys been playing any video games lately?
I've been doing that shit, so I haven't played anything.
Definitely.
No, I have not. Garrett? Have you?
Yeah, I got back into Final Fantasy XIV, Realm Reborn, and I've been playing a little bit of that. That's a very soothing game.
That yeah.
is like, at the end of a day, I want to kind of unwind and relax and play that. But, like, quick burst, so I'm not getting that far, because it's an RPG, and it's long, long.
Yeah, I like to bounce between, like, easy games you can get into that are kind of relaxing, and then, like, really involved, intense, like pressures on kind of high. Well,
today I was kind of
high
was,
intensity games.
I was pressures on. I dusted off Guitar Hero Metallica.
Whoa! Yeah, wow! And the is fucking, that good?
The pressure. You know,
that came
was
out.
On.
That came out at a time when they were like milking Guitar Hero.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
starting to hit that.
Every line. Band, every big band got their own Guitar Hero game, and then Metallica was like the last one.
Yeah.
And Metallica's last like 10 albums have been really shitty.
But this was a lot of music from all of their career. It was mostly hits, but from early albums to recent stuff. And then there's a bunch of guest acts on it. It's just a bunch of like hard guitar rock. There's a good Sam Haines song. There's Led Zeppelin.
Is there any Megadeth on there?
No. I think fuckers. There's a lot of stuff that they covered by other bands. There's a Caius song, Rocco.
Oh, yeah, that's Caius fan. Yeah,
that's cool.
So yeah,
they should have just made Guitar Hero like thrash metal.
They did a really good Guitar Hero spinoff for the 80s that was awesome. And then that Metallica one was way better than... I didn't play Aerosmith or Green Day.
Yeah. Right. Or Van Halen.
I didn't play Van Halen either. I did at E3.
Well.
But yeah, I wasn't that interested.
It's funny. Guitar Hero got all those bands, all four of those huge bands.
Yeah.
Rock Band just got the Beatles.
Yeah, hey, no, they did have AC/DC.
Isn't Green Day?
No.
Yeah, that was Rock Band.
That's Rock Band.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I take it back. The two greatest bands on earth.
Yeah. They did have an AC/DC Rock Band expansion. That was a disc, its own disc.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it didn't come with, like, peripheral, like, instruments that were branded. Like,
no, the Beatles was the only one.
Well, no, Van Halen had the Van Halen guitar.
Oh, did they?
But that was Guitar Hero. That was Guitar Hero. I don't know if the Green Day one came with, like, what's Green Day's signature instruments?
I don't know.
Their hair.
Trey Cool's.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Makeup. Nice. Nice guys. You burned them.
Got you, Billy Joe.
And then I started playing Ground Zeroes, too.
You might like that.
Is there any Metallica S&M on Metallica?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
There's No Leaf
Google
Clover.
It. There is?
No Leaf Clover is on there.
Oh, cool. I just want to know, there's an orchestra behind you, so what do you play as? Like, so the guitar, or do you, can you be like a...
It's all like Rock Band instruments.
By
it's
the drums, way, guitar, I'm glad bass, you mentioned that.
Singing.
What the fuck happened to the world where there was an era where we thought Metallica with an orchestra behind them was really cool? How much fucking drugs was the world smoking for those 4 years?
I still like that.
I do not agree at all. That was bitching.
I'm on Sean's side.
No, you guys.
I never liked Metallica, and then I saw them play with that orchestra.
They had done everything.
This is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Metallica had done everything to the point of like selling out and making shitty albums.
Right.
Then it was
pretty
like
uncool.
All right.
How do we follow that up?
Let's do something unorthodox. Let's really fucking... I mean, I don't know if that had been done. I'm sure it had been done before on a smaller scale, but they made that super widely acceptable and gave them a new relevance.
And I'm not disagreeing because it was fucking huge.
Oh yeah,
it was super successful, really popular. I'm just saying. Why? I feel like when you look at that, if any band tried to do that today, it would be like if Muse came out and they're like, hey, we got a full orchestra for our tour, you'd be like, fucking go,
yeah,
fuck
but
off,
Metallica
go to
did
hell.
That first,
they were the first?
Yeah, they did it. And
Eric, thanks for standing
Metallica
by.
Is,
dude, I'm with you 110%, Eric.
Thank you.
Is the band that played on Antarctica so they could say they played on every continent. Like, they do shit just to say that they've done
it. That's their thing.
That's their...
No, I'm... That's dude, okay,
that's
hold on. Wait, hold
pathetic.
Hold the phone.
No.
They do shit to say that they've done it. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying all that shit they do is really uncool.
It's
incredibly fucking lame.
Dude, I don't think...
I feel like this is an insane... They're insane, and we're the only ones who get it here. This is crazy.
Hey, Metallica hasn't been cool since 1987.
I've never looked to them to be cool.
But...
Okay.
I used to.
So we're in agreement.
I used to.
But no, you guys said you thought the orchestra thing was cool.
I do.
You said you still do.
Yeah.
I still do. And I still think the fact that playing Antarctica was a cool thing to do because it's funny. Like, I don't know. Like, that to me is like, if I had the opportunity to play a concert in Antarctica, I would do it. Because...
Okay, I realize now there's a fundamental difference. I see cool and funny. They don't have a lot of crossover.
Oh.
For me.
I think...
No, that's... I guess they do for me.
I think Metallica is like the mainstream pop icon of what metal music is. To most of America. So for them to, I mean, they're not cool because they weren't cool since, you know, like the 80s. Exactly. But the way that they are still doing it and still being, in most people's opinion, the number one metal band in the world, like the most known, highest, number one, popular, like, I gotta hand it to them for continuing to reinvent themselves
but
that way.
But these are publicity stunts. It's not like, hey, Metallica released a badass album. It's, no, Metallica played on all seven continents. It has really nothing to do with
I didn't know
the
about
music.
That one.
Oh, yeah.
But S&M, that was pretty decent album.
And
I put it up there above some of their others.
I would definitely
shitty music on all seven continents.
They did face it.
That's
cool.
That's cool.
They're the only ones to do it, though.
Well,
true.
I think No Leaf Clover. I bet you too. And I like that
song. It is a good song.
Maiden's got to be catching up on all the comments.
And when I've seen The Warehouse, sometimes I'll put on Metallica S&M because I get like in my mode where my dad used to play that when I was a kid cleaning.
Yeah.
So I would just like, it's like my cleaning music. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Just when you thought Metallica couldn't get any cooler, they energize cleaning sessions like you wouldn't fucking believe.
That and Dio.
This guy, he's a Metallica hater, I think.
Yeah, I love hating on Metallica.
He's just too cool for this side of the couch.
I love hating on Metallica. Props, they were cool at a time, but they've done so many uncool things.
Well, like...
I mean, we can
hold
every feet to the fire. I mean, Lars's personal war on Napster.
Oh, yes.
The same era as we're playing with an orchestra now.
If you stick around long enough, you disgrace your name in rock and roll.
Yeah,
that's
the young you
will want
to beat the old you up, which I'm sure is happening to me right now. But I'm just saying, you know, I like it. I like it. I dig it.
All right.
Do some more.
A little bit off topic. Music discussion.
Yeah.
That composer died, though.
I'm going to bring it in. I'm going to play it on the PPS.
No Man's Sky. Let's talk No Man's Sky for half a second.
Okay.
Is it out?
It's coming out. It's coming out this week, I believe.
Fuck.
Are you going to get it?
Not me.
Why not?
It does not interest me.
Okay.
The more I saw of this game, the more I thought I should get it. And I was on the page. I was like, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's too much.
Mm.
But the more I see, it's... It looks fucking crazy. It looks really cool. So I would... I mean, I don't know. The only thing is I'm scared of it. It looks very time-consuming, which I don't really have a lot of that to consume.
I think you could play it and beat it, and then the game goes on if you want to keep playing.
Yeah, I think there's a clear path. But again, like, I never had any expectation of it before. I still don't now. I'll pick it up probably to try it, but I still am not gathering, like, a true objective. I don't really know what I'm doing.
I'm kind of vague on the
whole thing, too. It's an exploration game.
That's all I've heard.
Okay, but what does that mean? Like,
so you have a destination planet that you're trying to get to, and you're exploring, and you have to build up your resources to get to that planet. You have to make your ship better. You have to mine the planets that you go to collect resources, to build yourself up to get to your destination.
Okay.
And I've heard it being compared to Minecraft, and what you said kind of sounds like Minecraft.
Yeah, so imagine if you were playing Minecraft, but you could build a spaceship and go to another planet.
And they have different resources there.
Yeah, and different animals. And what I saw that was cool is, like, there's different it's all procedurally generated, so every planet is individual, and you're all in one server.
Yeah.
Everybody's in one server, but, you know, there's so many planets there.
What's the number they're throwing out in all the news articles?
Like 18 trillion.
18 trillion planets.
I thought it was quintillion or something. Yeah.
Quintillion. What's cool is, like, when you go to a planet that nobody's been to, there will be animals on it, and if you're the first to discover it, you can name those animals and stuff. So it's, like, just discovering stuff, exploring shit. I'm into that kind of stuff. I'll be playing it. And, in fact, I'll be honest, I feel like there's a lot that is yet to be revealed about this game. Like, people won't really know what it's about until they get their hands on it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to try it.
Didn't some guy spend like $1,000 to get like a bootleg copy of it?
There was one leaked copy of it, or like an actual copy of it that got out, and he won the eBay auction. He paid $1,000 so no one else would get it, basically. He didn't want anybody else to spoil it. Huh. But then he started posting videos and then stopped because, oh, wait, I'm spoiling it or something like that.
Oh, golly really, gee.
I didn't really this understand. Like a weirdo. He posted like a half an hour of it or something.
How weird. Weird thing. But anyways, I guess that's the big
Hey, I want to talk
big new game.
I want to talk about something, too. I've noticed a lot of people like doing Mega 64-style videos out there. Have you guys been seeing this?
No. I saw a video of Pikachu's going around and trying to catch humans playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, hitting them with yoga balls?
I saw that video.
Yeah. I saw that, too.
And that Casey Neistart guy on YouTube, he's a huge YouTuber, did this thing where he was, like, dressed as Ash and his friend was dressed as Pikachu.
I saw that, too.
Just ran through public.
Dude.
Throwing Pokeballs. You know what? I think the jig is up.
I think
these guys undercut us, basically.
Oh.
We got to get a new idea.
Fuck.
That's what I'm pitching.
Okay.
We're old and busted?
We're old and busted. What burns me up is that these videos are, they're like tearing it up on the, they're getting like 15 million views. It's just like, oh man.
Yeah. Well, we should have done that.
And the thing that's always funny about that kind of stuff is then like we did like the Final Fantasy VII video.
Yeah, got like 100,000 views.
And I'll still see things written like comments on those videos, like those Pokemon videos you just mentioned. I'll see comments that are like, "Wish Mega 64 still did stuff like this," and it's like fucking 2 weeks ago. like you know, it's like, where were you?
Not at our channel. Yeah, that's I know where. They're on their channel.
We are still doing stuff like that. Come on!
Can you call your friends and tell them that we're still doing this? Thanks, guys. All right, moving on.
Jeez. This fucking podcast.
Guys, no, I've seen a lot of things that did remind me of things that we have done before. I see that a lot. But that's, you know, we weren't the original people going out in public doing stuff. We just, you know, made about video games and then now, I don't know.
People out there, we're coming for them. If I see one of these fucking YouTubers in public, in person, and you can put that on WorldStar, and I'm warning you now, Casey Neistart, whatever your name is.
I've never seen this guy. Is he big?
No, he's tiny. I'll whoop his ass.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll fucking destroy him.
I got your back,
people,
Derek.
People are saying he's like on a super high-level YouTube person, but I've never heard.
He is, actually. I mean, credit where credit's due. He has like 20 million like subscribers. He does videos that are sponsored by Nike. All his videos get 20 million
views.
Jesus
Christ.
I know he's fucking huge, and I don't care that he's huge. He's doing Mega 64 videos, and that is new territory for him. That's all. And because of that.
Is it normally that kind of content, though?
No.
That they do? Oh, okay.
No.
That's what I was curious.
Is he a vlogger?
He's a vlogger slash skater slash documentary filmmaker.
The name does sound familiar, but
I'm
not.
He's like a documentary filmmaker. His big thing that got him really famous is like fucking unleash your potential. What can you do? Basically, he did this promotion for Nike where they gave him a shit ton of money to make a Nike commercial. Mm-hmm. And instead, he and his friend just traveled the world.
That fucking guy!
Yeah, he traveled the world, used the check, and then filmed it and turned that into the video, and then the video went viral. And he's like, see this guy.
Who the hell is this?
That guy.
He's huge.
You need to brush up. You need to brush up on your YouTubers.
Yeah, you do. That guy,
no, but we don't need to.
Giant channel.
Why do we need to know what that is?
I know about a lot of the big channels, but I've never seen that.
That doesn't mean he's not massive. He's really big. I mean, he's connected with like.
I'm just surprised.
Isn't he connected with Vice and stuff?
I think he's got a lot of connections, and he does a lot of stuff that's pretty cinematic looking. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now he's running out of ideas because he's doing Mega 64 shit now.
There you go.
And that's not going to lead to success on YouTube.
How do you run out of vlog ideas?
Trust me, that ain't going to get you subs, bro.
Yeah,
it's going to get you unsubs.
The worst kind of.
Who's everyone's favorite YouTuber? Email podcast at mega64.com. Who's your favorite? Other than I know I'm going to get some cute emails that are like, well, you guys obviously, hey, save it. No, really, save it. There'll be another day we want those. But this week, who's your other
favorite? Rocco just realized he has no idea who's famous on YouTube.
No,
so
I do, but I've
never
heard of
some
this.
Tips.
That blows my mind. I thought I knew everybody.
I know. You spent all summer reading the iJustine book, and you missed this guy rising.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Taking over iJustine.
It's a tie between Gothic King Cobra and iJustine. I just remembered that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine's Ted Krusty or The Illusion. That's just me.
Oh, Ted Krusty was
such
a good channel.
Both those channels are dead.
No, The Illusion's going every day.
And
so.
Ted Krusty does come back sometimes.
Does he really?
Yeah. If we haven't talked about him in years.
Seriously. I don't think we...
People out there,
have.
Go look up Ted Krusty, the most consistent YouTuber ever. He does things to kill his friend, who ends up being a dummy.
Spoiler.
Hey, Joe, hey, there's a black hole in the backyard. Take a look. And then he'll cut to the dummy falling out the window. Boom! And then a second will go by and you'll hear him go, no.
No.
And he has stuck to the formula, and frankly, it
gets
still
funnier.
Works.
It gets better with time.
It does still get works. Fucking better.
So you gotta look up Ted Krusty. I want to talk about another YouTuber real quick. I know this is not a thing, but I just realized this, and this is something we should talk about. A lot of people know or may have seen that a little while ago, the Fine Brothers, you know, we had a video about them earlier this year.
Yeah.
We had a little bit about them. They tried to copy or trademark or whatever, React, the term React. Mm-hmm. They tried to own the trademark on that. We did a little video kind of spoofing the situation.
A little goof.
Parody. It blew up. That was one of our, I think that's still our biggest video this year. One of them.
What a bummer.
One of them.
Well.
Our Final Fantasy video did really big on Facebook. But on YouTube, our biggest video this year has been this video we did about the Fine Brothers. So that all came out, and we were getting, you know, in case we you don't know how big it got, we were getting interviewed by, like, a Canadian radio station, tried to talk to me on the phone. Well, they did talk to me on the phone, but they tried to, like, get me to rip apart the Fine Brothers on their show, and it was like, we're not out to, like, kill the Fine Brothers. We just, this situation is just really fucking funny. So we, you know, kind of ripped on it a little bit, and we did that, and you know, it just got... All kinds of stuff happened as a result of that video. And, you know, there was a whole army against the Fine Brothers. We talked about our kind of beef with them and this and that and all that. Okay. Well, some people may notice recently there was a video on the React channel. I think it was on the React channel. I think it was YouTubers react to memes, internet memes.
Okay.
The Fine Brothers made. And they...
It was actually a really good video.
They reacted to, I think it's called WTF Bomb.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Which, in case you never know about that meme, that has my voice in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's my laughter from, we did a Cold Fear video. I played Gunther.
And an out of existence!
How funny that something that we did in the Cold Fear video.
Yeah. Blew up.
Wow. Hey, guys, remember the game Cold Fear? Because I bet you don't.
Bet no one's playing Cold Fear right now.
It's a Ubisoft classic.
Well, anyway, so they did react to, YouTubers react to memes. And it was WTF Bomb, and it was my voice. Well, here's what happened is, I got actually contacted by the Fine Brothers. They emailed me before that video came out.
When you got that email, did your heart, like, skip a beat? Like that? It's a little, like...
Oh, you were there.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine did.
We were there.
That's right.
And actually, Kevin got the email.
Oh, fuck.
And he said, I think this is from a Fine Brother. I was like...
A Fine Brother.
No. And I saw, is he, like, real hot? And he's like, no, like the Fine Brother. And I was like... And remember, it was like, don't want to open this.
Yeah.
Don't want to open this.
Yeah.
But we opened it. And it was basically, hey, we saw the video. And it was, I don't want to read anymore. But they were very complimentary. They were kind.
They liked the video.
And they said, hey, it was a terrible time. A lot of chaos, misinformation. Your video pierced through it. They gave some props. I was like, okay, compliments so far. Okay, great. But they said, but we have a problem. We were just working on YouTubers reacted WTF Bomb, and then we found out it was sampling your video.
Which, you know, the second they found that out, like, ah, fuck! God damn
it! Yeah. So that's what I, when we read it, it was just like, oh no. And so they said, so, it was basically the email, I'm paraphrasing it, but the email was just like, are we... cool, can we use that? I understand if we can't. It was just like, we don't know what to do, basically.
It's really nice of them.
So, hey, I give them so much props and respect for that email. They were so nice.
Yeah.
They were so complimentary. And so, yeah, it was like, hey, this situation is hilarious, but, like, we don't have beef against you. It was just a fucked up situation we made a video about. I don't want them to die. I don't want the Fine Brothers to die. I want them to continue living. So, wow. Anyway.
Sure, the Fine Brothers die.
No, but anyway. So, yeah, we were like, yeah, cool, man. So here's the thing. The episode aired. They linked to us in the video, which was really cool of them.
That's nice.
We got, like, so many subscribers.
Are you serious?
Wow. Thousands on thousands. Damn.
Whoa.
So I think...
Gunther.
I think we should put the... Put it on the... Okay, so everybody watching. Everyone here has heard the story. Everyone has heard my words. Question is, does Mega64 do YouTubers react?
And we be the YouTubers reacting?
Should we be the...
We would react.
Oh, my God.
Should now, we go now, on the show?
Now, this is interesting because it's
the fans
so,
say no.
It's so...
There you have it.
It's
sorry,
so crazy.
Oh, it's no?
It goes all the way around the world, I think, to being hilarious that we are on that. I say we do it.
I'd say,
should we do
I
it?
Say yes.
Should
I
we
say
be
yes.
the YouTubers that react?
I think that's hilarious. I think that our fans know what it is. They get it.
Well, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion.
It's on them. We need to know. Do we do it? As far as I'm concerned, the Fine Brothers, hey, they are upstanding people. They reached out and they were as kind as kind could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we finalize the handshake?
Fine.
Do we do
it?
Huh.
You decide. Email podcast at mega64.com. Give your thoughts.
You know what's funny to me about all of this is all of our enemies become our friends.
Yeah.
And some of our friends.
Oh, no, that's never happened. But everybody that we've shit-talked, everybody that we've thrown poo-poo at proverbially, they all come buddying up to old Mega 64.
You know who the first
we met Tommy Tallarico.
Tommy.
Yeah.
By making fun of him.
Yeah.
By making fun of his show and saying he gave everything a bad review. He reached out to us and said, hey, I'm that guy who gives everything a bad review.
You did an impersonation of him.
And then we tore apart Brentel Floss, said he sucked and was the unfunniest thing in the entire universe.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah, we might have
pretty sure
in
we
a
said
skit,
that.
In a skit.
Pretty sure we said that.
It was in character.
It was in character, sure.
Brought Brentel Floss in to play the villain of our Mega 64 Time is Running Out DVD. And
I should add, he was a great guy.
He did a great job.
He did an amazing job.
He did a great job. And thus we sealed the friendship with Brentel Floss.
Which is
against all odds.
Against all odds. Mm-hmm. And here we are now.
Shit-talking SGC has gone very well. They're always flying us out to SGC. They're like, come to our convention. You have to come. You have to come.
And it's
like,
talk shit a lot.
All we do is say how much you guys suck.
Dude. Those suckers pay for our flight every time.
You got on their stage and like interrupted their stream.
And now the Fine Brothers, who didn't even know who we were until we started talking shit. And now we will potentially take over.
Holy crap.
We may be the next Fine Brothers.
I could be.
We'll be the fine.
Now, somebody said, just some people in the chat are saying Dark-Sided Phil. Now, here's the difference. We never gave a shit about Dark-Sided Phil.
Yeah, we didn't.
I agree. So
he spoke poorly of us.
When are we getting Will.i.am on the podcast?
Or Jared Leto.
Hey, that's the final destination.
Will.i.am or Jared Leto. Now, those are the friends we've yet to make. But it'll happen. I'm confident.
It's like, you know, I'm super proud because, again.
Frenemies.
Again, the Fine Brothers have been so cool and so nice. It to me, it's like reliving that episode where, you know, the Red Rangers fighting the Green Rangers.
Oh, fuck.
And
I was on board
brutal,
for a second.
And then what happens? They shake hands.
You tell us what happens.
And the team is stronger.
You're right. You tell us. I'm fucking
And you guys, don't forget how the Green Ranger is a good guy, but sometimes he turns evil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes
when the candle burns. Yeah. Okay. And so let us just say perhaps a candle was burning.
Don't forget.
Earlier today. But let's never forget. Yeah. The Green Ranger always comes back to the side of good.
True.
That's true.
No matter how evil he becomes.
That's true.
Well, all right. Well, we'll talk about it, but that's an interesting proposition,
anyway.
Rocco. That's interesting.
There you go.
Makes you think.
I wonder if can I react to Septic 5? Is that allowed?
You're not allowed.
They
to,
already did, I think.
You're not allowed.
They already
to
reacted
did.
To that.
They did, and as a result, it was taken down.
Oh, great! Yeah. Now we're now I'm mad.
They
again.
Blew up our spot.
Now I'm mad again.
Blew up our spot.
You know what I say? I know what they reacted to: hot chocolate, high velocity, and all that.
Oh my god!
We should react to Gomer Life
or Skull Trumpet.
You're not allowed to. You have to react. You can't go in there knowing the video. You need to give an honest reaction.
No, I'm going to give a comment.
What about Boot Tech?
You can't do commentary?
Oh, yeah, Boot Tech. Can you react to Boot
Tech?
Is Boot Tech still on there?
I don't know if
it's YouTubers
still a thing.
Commentary. It's YouTubers React.
Hmm.
Hey, we do have sponsors to this piece of shit podcast. We do.
I'm listening.
We
in.
Do.
That
yeah.
We
good.
Do. One of them.
Sounds nice.
One of them, poor suckers, a Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Thank you.
Check out a Kickapoo for yourself. It's a badge of honor if you watch this podcast. It's a badge of honor if you drank Kickapoo. I'm not just saying that. That is what I have discovered over the years.
Yes.
I find that when people are fans of Mega 64, they really want to try Kickapoo.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it's the magical elixir that turns you into a true fan.
Yeah.
You know, Jimi Hendrix used to ask, are you experienced? Yeah. And that means, have you done drugs or not?
Oh.
Because you can't be a real Jimi Hendrix fan unless you're a drug head.
Really?
Yeah. That's what, you know, the guy OD'd on vomit.
He
was into crazy
shit. I almost did that on the last Christmas cast.
Exactly. Well, yeah. For us.
Now I can play guitar pretty damn good.
Are you experienced? Have you tried Kickapoo? You're either a Mega 64 fan who knows what Kickapoo tastes like, or you're not. And that's, you know, there's two kinds of people in life. And yeah. I just summed it up.
Wow. There
so check out Kickapoo.
I've signed so many Kickapoo cans and bottles since we started.
Seriously, yeah. Comic Con.
I've signed so many. Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
So yeah, go to drinkkickapoo.com, get a case, or go on Amazon, get a case, and follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter and learn the truth.
And you know what? We should put Kickapoo in our shop. It's probably not going to happen.
We should sell it in our store.
Why don't we do that? Do we need a beverage license?
We should get a link to put it in our shop. That way you can buy it right at shop.mega64.com.
Damn.
As of right now, if you go to shop.mega64.com, there is no Kickapoo. We will remedy that soon.
We could do an Amazon portal, and then we take a...
Ooh.
Oh.
Like a cut.
Maybe we should.
Like a 90% cut going our way.
Get some on the bottom end.
Yeah. You could check out our shop right now, because there is cool stuff in there.
There is, yeah.
What is even in there right now?
Well, right now at shop.mega64.com, you could get our Tomb shirt, went on sale about a week or two ago. That's on sale right now. We had snapback hats. They just sold out. They're gone. So if you want them to come back, obviously make your voice heard. They can come back, hopefully. But we have an announcement.
But
Addition to all the cool stuff that's available right now on shop.mega64.com, we have a new item that'll be in, what's the date this upcoming Friday?
It's the 12th.
Friday, August 12th, we'll have another new item in our online store, the Team 64 shirt. However, there's a twist.
What?
There's a twist.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, something that we're excited about coming up is we're working on version 4.1. A new full-length thing from Mega 64. That's what we've been working on. And it's a follow-up to a full-length series that we did in the past. We did version 1, 2, and 3. A lot of people haven't seen those. Oh. A lot of people are afraid to get involved.
Hey.
Here's what we're going to do. This Friday, August 12th, the new Team 64 shirt goes on sale. Every major order of any shirt that day, it doesn't have to be the team shirt, but I think you should get it, but any shirt ordered that day, the secret prize will be a version 1 DVD.
Whoa!
It's a two-disc set.
What?
Only for that day while supplies last. You know, if we run out, we can't help you.
We can't help you.
But
we can't help out.
We're going to give version 1 out for that day only.
Fuck.
If you've never seen version 1, which, by the way, you know, we're using this as a tool to get people interested.
Right.
You might be less interested after
that's
you watch
a possibility.
One. That's entirely possibility. Possible.
Yeah.
It is something that we made at the very beginning in a garage. We're talking
old school.
Public access.
Yes.
It's old
school. So you're either going to be way into it or run.
It's us when we are 18 years old.
And if you already have version 1, give it to a friend.
Give it to a friend.
Go, exactly. Go donate it to your local library.
Yeah. If you want to see the whole show, don't forget, we have a Blu-ray box set of version 1, 2, and 3 available in our online store. You can get that right now if you don't want to fuck around. You just want to go for the whole thing. But check out version 1 for free on that day if you want to do that. So anyway, I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
that would be cool. Hopefully some people will get to check it out. You're going to love the opening. You're going to love the opening. No matter who you are,
it's fantastic.
That opening gets better with age.
It does.
That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, by the way, if you're interested in version 4.1, if you want to know more information about that,
yes,
please check out patreon.com/mega64. All the information about version 4.1 is available there, and yes, you can support us to help version 4.1 come out sooner and make it better, and check it out for yourself.
Yes. We'll stay on track with production. I want to hit that goal. We're so close. We are
That's what I want to say. We're like almost $600 away from hitting our milestone, which is really exciting. And in addition to that, we have been preparing the Patreon packages to go out later this month.
To say that.
And they're turning out very awesome. So sign up if you haven't already. Help us out. Support Mega 64. We are the greatest comedy group on the internet. And no, nobody knows who we are.
Yeah.
Somehow.
You do, though.
But you do. So thank you. Thanks to you guys.
You are the enlightened.
It's like those first 2 years of Metallica. It's like our first 15. And then, then we're going to just suck dicks.
I'm gonna work with an orchestra.
Yeah, let's do cool shit. We're gonna do skits with an orchestra.
We're gonna do skits on every continent on the in the globe.
I mean, we're gonna be making more money than Napster, but it's
integrity's
just.
We're gonna go out in public like we always had, and do like Frogger, but with a symphony. So he's gonna be walking up, dun 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 dun. No, video games live. We'll have Tommy.
Oh, we'll do. Oh, yeah,
we
have
the orchestra. Why? Yeah. We know Tommy.
I'm gonna write a song called 64 Leaf Clover.
64 Leaf Clover. I like it.
Thank you.
Saint Marcus.
Whoa.
Yeah. Great.
And that will definitely be released in our Patreon packages. So sign up for Patreon. Thank you very much. That's all there is to say about that.
That's going
to
be dope. Please contribute. Checking it out.
So earlier Garrett said something and I need to know now. He said he saw Suicide Squad. I need to know what you thought of it.
I don't want to be too mean.
Why not?
Yeah, we don't be too mean in this movie.
No, be kind!
Not too mean in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, the hype and the build of this... My girlfriend is a big comic book movie fan, and she's a big DC fan over Marvel, which I prefer Marvel stuff. So we ended up going out Friday night and seeing it. And the hype of this to be this squad of elite bad guys that's all going to team up together and go against something. First of all, I was unclear what they were going up against.
Okay.
all of a sudden, they're going up against what I thought was another teammate. There's teammates that they've shown in the promotional stuff that are like, I think like have like... two lines and they're killed
Jared
off.
Leto. The Joker.
Well, okay, yeah, there's only 7 minutes of Joker. Now, there's already articles saying, like, there's all this behind the... Or there's all this deleted scene shit.
Yeah.
Now, the stuff they showed of the Joker was kind of cool because being a fan of the Batman animated series...
Yeah.
And this is where I'll play Devil's Advocate, in this case, kind of the things I liked about the movie.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Being a fan of the animated series... Well, yeah, Angel's Advocate.
It's not Devil's Advocate. You just enjoy things about a movie.
They know what I was saying.
Yeah,
anyway,
Eric, please.
He took all my steam.
We know.
The stuff with, like, Harley and Joker in it, that rare occasion where you saw them on screen doing stuff, looked fucking cool. And it was shot well and interesting, but it was all done in, like, flashbacks. So that kind of makes sense that they could get away with really avant-garde looking shots because it's just doesn't really fit into the storyline. The storyline of the movie is like, hoorah, Marine guys, go get the terrorist thing going down in the city.
Whoa.
It seemed, I don't know. It seemed like more about Will Smith's character and this Marine elite like army dude. It was entirely...
Yeah, I heard Will Smith was the main guy.
Entirely carried by Will Smith. The entire dialogue...
Who hasn't been mentioned in 2 years worth of...
Yeah. It's a fucking Deadshot movie. Any of the cool stuff with some of the other characters, it was just like they weren't used that well or that long. Like, I like the Firestarter guy, but he just wasn't in it that much.
Who the hell's in this movie? Everyone I've heard about in this movie is not in it.
It's a lot of Will Smith.
It's a lot of Will Smith.
And 5 minutes of everybody else.
There's some, like, I feel like for DC fans, they're going to walk out of this going like, all right, you know, got some bad reviews, but I liked it. I thought it was cool. Because it gave you all these little tidbits. Like, there's a couple little scenes with Batman.
Yeah.
You know, and you get, what's that, Affleck? Ben Affleck is the Batman.
Is he in it?
He's in it.
Oh, so he's in
it. And a couple little scenes you get peppered in there. And then you get those little Jared Joker scenes. But, like, it's the goofy tattoos and the fucking outfits and everything.
Okay, so, on that subject.
Yeah.
Let's, not to, if you have more to say about the review, I don't want to derail too much.
No, I mean, it's not, I didn't like it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There was some cool stuff, like I said, that I got to see. And, yeah, maybe it's definitely leading them up to make, like, a Harley Quinn and Joker standalone movie. Which, well, that sounds a whole lot more interesting. Because that seems to be what they were trying to promote this as. Yeah. And it was not that.
Yeah. So, we were just talking about this. now that the movie is out, and you know, we've talked about, we did our Joker update thing, we talked about all this, whatever. Really though, now it's all out.
Yeah.
What was the director's comment about the Joker being a tribute?
Yeah, you remember, like, they released the image of him with all the tattoos, and it was like, damage control. And everybody's like, hey, that sucks. And they're like, whoa, this is not how he's going to be. This was just a tribute.
Like,
now the movie's come out and he looks exactly like that.
So what did we misunderstand that, or did we, what happened there? I thought we read it.
That's a lie. He told a lie.
Well, obviously.
To control the damage of everyone.
And then people will just get over
the damage.
People will just get over it eventually. And then they did, I guess.
Oh,
really? Well,
dude, everyone,
people at home have anything to say about that? Because I'm really curious.
Well, is there to say?
The character design in there,
if they remember something he said, or I don't know.
It's just that ugly. Everyone's got tattoos on their fucking face. It's,
hey, you know what I was
thinking?
That's
the design of those characters.
I watched Purple Lamborghini.
Oh, what is that? Yeah. It's the music video, right?
It's the Suicide Squad music
Joker's
video.
Joker's in it, too.
With Rick Ross, Skrillex, and the Joker.
Which Rick Ross? The rapper? With the fake beard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's his song.
Not Freeway Ricky Ross. Okay, gotcha.
It's him, Skrillex, and the Joker. And the Joker has more screen time in this music video than he does in Suicide Squad.
Wow.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
He is like the entirety of the music video. Him walking around in the club. And it's funny because the song is like, they're singing about real stuff, like, I do drugs, I got the needle in my arm. It's like real world stuff, but it's like,
wow.
Yeah, but you're hanging out with the Joker. Like, that's a comic book character.
Yeah.
Not real world stuff.
What are you doing? Yeah.
This isn't based in reality if you're hanging out with the Joker and his gang.
How?
But I was watching this video and it made me think about something. Specifically, the Joker has makeup on.
Yeah.
The tattoos are over the makeup.
No, I got a closer look at this in the scenes of the movie.
How does that work?
The makeup, he's got like white powder face makeup over the tattoos.
Oh, okay.
You can see him through, but they're still there.
Okay.
Oh.
Right.
Now, some promotional shit is fucking different.
Some of it is like he has caked on white makeup and very distinct black tattoos. Like the teardrop.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like he's been tattooed over his
some
makeup.
Promotional stuff may be like that, but then also there's some scenes in the movie where he had definitely like makeup on over it. I don't know. The movie's really choppy and fucking
it doesn't make sense.
It's a lot of it's done in flashbacks and shit, and like you're talking about this music video. There's a scene in the movie, one of the scenes with Joker in it, where it's almost like this fucking music video where he's in a club and there's like a disagreement with some other gang member, but the guy seems like a famous rapper that's got a cameo in it. He's just a shitty actor, and it just seems like they got some rapper to be in this. But I don't know. Like, there's a lot of stuff that scene didn't really – you didn't really see where it went, and then it was loosely connected to then, you know, flash forward to they've left that club, that bar that they were in. And shit was just very rapid.
Legitimately, how was Jared Leto as a Joker? I don't know. 7 minutes, I know. Okay. That was it.
So,
was he a good Joker?
He was a fine Joker. Because anyone to jump in that role, like Jack Nicholson did like a weird Joker.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger then did another different type of weird Joker. This is another type of weird Joker. And it's fine. The pomp and circumstance of all the hype was, I think, what made it just so, like, check out his voice. If we would have just gone to the movie and, surprise, Joker was in it in a couple scenes and you heard his laugh, you would have thought, oh, Joker, cool. You know? It wasn't anything special, and it wasn't anything too annoying. There's gimmicks that this guy had that, like, you know, he doesn't have the scars, but he's got, like, a Joker tattoo. They use tattoos throughout the movie in a lot of different ways with characters. But he's got it on the back of his hand, so he'll put it on people's mouths, and it looks like a hand. So it's like, he had his gimmicks, but, you know, the other Jokers had their gimmicks, too, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it was fine.
The real question is, will he win an Academy Award for his role?
No.
I read an article, he beats Ledger.
I heard that.
It's got to be so forgotten. And I wonder if, like, him as an actor, is he like, thank God the fucking piece of shit's already out now, and I can stop here.
I bet he's loving it.
I can stop reading about what rats I mailed to Viola Davis on this no, week
this
and all the other
This is the fucking guy who is in 30 Seconds to Mars. He's a fucking loser. He loves
oh,
it.
Oh, whoa.
He's loving it.
He
wow. loved it. Yeah, that was a little
mean. You're just – the Joker is a mass
Sean's,
murder
okay.
killer.
Sean's jealous
And you're saying
of Jared
he's a
Leto's
loser?
Life. Let's
I,
be honest.
I just would be Jared careful Leto. What you say out there.
He's jealous of Jared Leto's life.
This guy became the Joker.
He wishes he was in Fight Club. He wishes he was in –
That's why I'm saying he was good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different – the Joker wears, like, a lot of different costumes because it's all kind of done in, like, flashbacks.
Yeah, I saw at Comic-Con he had leggings that were the Batman symbol. So that's cool.
I don't
– That was a cosplayer.
No. No, it was, no, like, at
but
the
you
DC
see,
booth, like, yeah. covered in glass. Whatever.
You see some classic imagery, like, from the comic books and, like, even from, like, character designs of them, Harley Quinn and Joker, from, like, animated series stuff. So they show him, like – in different outfits, like in one scene, he's got a white tuxedo on. I think they show that in a trailer. But then you see him definitely in the stupid fucking shirtless leather trench coat with the very prominent tattoos and stuff. He's all over that movie, but like sporadically, like in little bits. I think just to keep the audience happy enough to where like, well, Joker was in it. Like 30 seconds every 20 minutes.
He had 30 costumes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, now it's interesting talking about the movie and how it was kind of, a lot of people are talking about it kind of having a slapdash nature where it's kind of like, it seems just kind of act like.
Superman versus Batman was the same fucking
thing. So that's what I was about to say. So when I was obviously gone from the podcast last week. I was sick for a week all the way through. Right after, last day of Comic-Con, I got sick from somebody.
Yeah.
And so I was sick all week. I watched more movies than ever. I must have watched 1,000 movies in that week. And I went to visit my family, and my dad bought a copy of Batman vs. Superman. He's like, if you're just laying around, because they offered to like make me food and stuff.
Oh, cool.
They're like, you're just laying around. You want to watch Batman vs. Superman? He's like, my dad is a huge DC fan.
Yeah.
And I love DC, too. I like the DC. I like Marvel's like continuity stuff better, but I like the DC heroes the best, personally. But I was like, yeah, I mean, I hear this is not good, but let's, yeah, I mean, yeah, put it on. That movie, it wasn't even that, it didn't have good parts in it, but it was like, this is the best thing I could compare it to. It was like someone made a multi-part DC web series, and then someone on YouTube made a supercut of all the episodes.
String them all together.
Like, it didn't flow as one movie, it was just kind of these scenes, and it was like, all right, so what are we doing? Are they going to fight? Or it was just kind of like piece by piece by piece. Now, granted, the pieces that really not till towards the end where Ben Affleck was Batman, I was really entertained. I liked
the scenes with Batman were entertaining.
Yeah, there was like a combat scene that felt very like Arkham City, like or you know, like almost like the games where he was kind of using a lot of crafty things to take them down and stuff. And I mean, that's just inherent to Batman anyway, but it just reminded me visually of that. But that was a really cool scene. And when it was over, I thought he could have been in that movie more. I mean, he was half the title. I'm looking at the Blu-ray cover, and Wonder Woman's at the front. And I'm just like, she's not really in this.
Oh, yeah,
movie.
I forgot
making
she
a
was
movie
in
with her, so trying to get her out there.
And that movie, and Batman vs. Superman failed, so they want to put her out there. Like, she's cool. She's right. really cool. She's barely in the damn thing. But, you know, and even, like, Superman's action is cool. But when it's not that, it's like sad Superman the rest of the movie. It's, I saved this little girl, but they think I should have left her alone. I just don't know if America wants me to be here. Please. You know, and it's like, we need to get back to...
Good movies.
We need to get back to, yeah, good movies. But if you're going to do Superman again, man, we need to get back to good-spirited, good American Superman, helping everybody and smiling and doing the best. But then he has to sacrifice or something.
The whole idea like, of Superman being like a false god, it's like, what a made-up problem. This is a made-up world.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you. Don't fuck
They're
you.
They're killing time till Justice League. And this movie had stuff at the end of it that set it up. Suicide Squad.
Yeah. So anyway,
Justice
I mean,
League.
Yeah. I don't have to say much more about it than anyone else already know, you know, whatever. But it really was hacked up in that way. And so that's interesting to hear that again about.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, when you sit in the theater, like, you get told a story and you can pull away from it what happened in the movie. But it's just not done in a way that I enjoy. Because it is like, it's like for short attention spans. It's fast fucking cuts and like...
Without really a thing to hold it together.
Yeah, I mean, really loose on why the Suicide Squad was constructed. Because then they're fighting one of their own. And then they are sent in on a mission, but it's a mission to just rescue someone because they fucked up. And then, I don't know. It didn't seem to, no one gave a fuck because it was like, army dudes, like, you on my six? Yeah, on my six. Okay, go.
We need to get, that's a separate issue. We need to get the, like, Marines and the military and out of the of these movies because, like, they're dominating that. Jurassic World was embarrassing to me. Like, that was like,
yeah, there's a lot of
these fucking dinosaurs. We need to get the fucking Marines in to kill this fuck. Look at that flying fucking dinosaur. I hate that thing. Get the fucking Marines out. You know, it's like, we need to get some nerds back in the movie. You know, we need to have a lawyer and a mathematician and a botanist.
Everyday Joe.
You know, how are they going to deal with the flying dinosaur? How are they going to kill that thing? I don't care what the Marines. The Marines, they have a bigger gun for everything. You know, it's like, that's not that interesting.
What we need is a story. A nice story.
No, I disagree.
Marines, if there's a good story, you have a badass movie. And there's a lot of badass movies about military characters.
Yeah.
Oh, but when you have a movie and the idea is like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a bunch of crazy monsters, and we're going to have them running full speed. We're going to have Marines, like, chasing them in cars, shooting them with guns. That's the movie. That's what you get with Jurassic World and Suicide Squad, and just turns into, like, boring stuff. That really doesn't make any sense, because just there to visually make sense, and it's almost like a logic puzzle. They'll explain to you why they're doing it, but you're just watching it thinking to yourself, like, if I was a Marine, I wouldn't be doing that. And I'm not even a trained Marine.
It's got to work.
I am, and I was
like, it's got to work on 14-year-old boys, though, because it did for me when I was that age, and I saw, like, Commando and Predator and...
Predator has somebody that's...
No, you're right.
Sorry.
He's scaring me.
Okay.
14-year-old boys... it's like filling the gas tank. 14-year-old boys are running on empty. They are little kids, or they were just a few years ago, so they've had a steady diet of Disney movies and, like, Disney Channel original movies and, like, family-friendly shit. Now that they're a teenager and their parents are like, okay, watch whatever you want. I'm going to see shit where people get their head blown off. I'm going to see shit where somebody gets bitten in half. You get about 6 years of that, and it's like, okay, now I've got my fill of that. I know what it looks like when everybody on screen gets shot in the head. Can we make it a little bit more interesting? That's how I feel. Sadly, some people don't get their fill of that.
Yeah.
Even Predator had the military in it, and it's stripped down to a guy having to use really small things to get by. You know, the military is stripped away from it, you know, and that's what...
Yeah, and I shouldn't say Suicide Squad was all that hoorah team, but they were with the main characters, the squad of villains, throughout the entire time.
Dude, I like squad-based action movies, but...
I don't even like squad-based shooters.
Story needs to be good, that's all I'm saying. are we under? Do we still have time?
We are over.
We cut 20 minutes. So.
I know. So I think we're right on
we're right
time.
There.
We're on the sweet spot, I believe. But I don't know. We're all weird.
Well, I was checking it out. It sounded great.
Well, good.
Maybe we'll stay and adjust a little more. But I mean, not great. But
well, thanks for watching. The podcast is going to go down as one of our best. And you were here to experience it. So good on you.
I'm going to put 1,000 ads in the Tuesday version, so it's like the Olympic opening ceremony, so they can kind of understand it. When you see ads every 30 seconds, that's why. I'm just doing a tribute to the Olympics.
See, I remember China did the drums. What'd they do in Brazil?
I don't know. I saw commercials. I have no idea. I don't know what they did.
All right.
They had an old man singing on a guitar for one
Sean,
point.
Sean, we're over.
Oh, sorry.
Can we wrap this up?
I'm sorry, Derek. Sorry.
This guy just wants to talk about the fucking Olympics all night. Sorry we went along, everybody. Good night.
I fucked that up.